Hi, my special guest today on the 88.9 WLRY Farm Pages, Aubrey Fowler Shaw. She is the Extension Educator, one of two in the Fairfield County Extension Office. Welcome to the Farm Page, Aubrey.
Thanks for having me, Connie.
Yeah, so I'm kind of curious. I saw during the fair, I saw these tents, I saw these decorative boxes, I saw mailboxes, and I saw all this stuff about this thing called the Thank You Note Project. Now, I'm a big believer in notes and cards, and I don't like texts to wish me a happy birthday. I really like, I like the feel of a card. So tell me, what in the world is the Thank You Note Project?
Yeah, so this the Thank You Note Project actually started last year. We started it in 2019. We had one dedicated station during the Fairfield County Fair where kids could go. It's kind of a lost art, writing cards. Mm-hmm. We also learned it's a very foreign subject to address an envelope. So we started the Thank You Note Project last year. So we had a station where they could go and they could double check on their awards and write out their thank you cards, get help if they had questions. And then it was kind of a good way for them to wrap up their 4-H or FFA project by thanking those project helpers, advisors, their award sponsors, anyone that really kind of helped them get to that point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the whole concept of that deal? What do you think? Do you think that was a good thing to introduce last year to kind of get them thinking that thank you note is important?
Yeah, I think it was. I think youth today are used to that instant gratification, and the people that help them either get to that point of the fair or help sponsor the fair or sponsor their awards are not of that same mindset or that same generation. Mm-hmm. And so being able to have that handwritten thank you note, the tangible card or item from that 4-H-er kind of helps that person feel appreciated, and I think it helps those 4-H members and FFA members learn those life skills that you might not get in school anymore.
Yeah. So tell me this. Year one, last year, let's back up, to 2019. What was the response to that thank you note project in 2019?
Yeah, so 2019, we were able to kind of advertise it more. We didn't have as much going on in the world back then, so writing a thank you note could kind of be priority. So we had about 45 kids come through the station during fair week, so that meant they got help, they picked up a card, or they dropped off a card. And we had about, during the fair, we had about 116 cards turned in, and then we extended our deadline, and they could turn in more after the fair. So we actually had a total of 283 cards mailed from our office in 2019 that was part of this project.
Wow. And like you say, that was the first year, one station only.
Yeah.
Tell me, in 2020, fast forward to 2020, you did a little better job of trying to get thank you notes in all corners of the fairgrounds, because that was an ask. People wanted that. And, let's all be really honest about it, Aubrey. This year was a little different as far as who could be at the fair, time commitment at the fair, and there wasn't that much time. So tell me, how did it go this year for you in that Thank You Note project?
Yeah, so this year obviously was a little bit different. So the fair ended up being a junior fair only. Last year we were asked, because depending on what you show, you're on different sides of the track. And so normally we're kind of split and they wanted more stations. Mm-hmm. This year we all kind of ended up congregating on one side and we only had a few species on the opposite side. And so we did end up putting up three stations, kind of getting us ready for 2021 and getting them kind of used to a new idea. So we had three stations, one in our dairy barn, our Ed Sands show arena that ended up taking place this year, and then we had one at the main office in the Feeder Creek show arena. Mm-hmm. So we had three stations. We didn't have anybody man them. We tried to make it as safe and clean as possible, so all the cards, if kids needed thank you cards, they were already in envelopes that they could just grab and take as many as they needed and write and then drop them back off. We put educational stuff out. So Franklin County had actually helped modify this poster we had been using, and then they let us add our details to it. So we had directions for kids on the importance of a thank you note, what should be there, so that greeting, the body, the signature, and kind of how to do that on your own. And then we had a poster about how to do the envelope, because again, that's still very foreign and hard for some kids to understand.
Yeah.
And then we had a bunch of other sponsors that might be more generalized. And so since everyone normally has a phone or access to a phone while they're walking around, we kind of had a picture station on the table where you could take those pictures and have that educational material for later.
Uh-huh.
And so our numbers weren't as great this year, but again, we didn't have as many people on the grounds. We didn't have as many.
Yeah.
It was harder to get to the stations during the week, which is fine.
Yeah.
So we ended up having 244 cards mailed out from our office through this program. Mm-hmm. So that's not a huge change, but it was still pretty good for our second year.
Well, I think it's really good because, you know, like we talked a little bit, you know, most of those children with those livestock projects are used to moving in on Saturday, and they're there until the following Thursday or Friday. And this year it was like they're 2 days and gone, or three
yeah.
days at the most and gone. So there wasn't a lot of time for that. You know what I mean? So let me ask you this. You know, that still is 240 or 200 and whatever times 55 cents. Who in the world picks up the tab for the postage for that?
Yeah, so we're very fortunate. It's also interesting that you, I think sometimes families forget, and not a lot of families have postage or stamps, and that's an extra step to, for them to get. That's kind of a barrier sometimes,
yeah.
and we don't want that to ever be an issue as to why a thank you card doesn't go out, because our sponsors and our supporters deserve that recognition. So thankfully, the Fairfield County Endowment Board sponsors all that postage. So as long as they get their card in during the fair, we had a couple of drop boxes at our office in order to keep everyone safe. They could drop their cards off after the fair.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we received them by the end of October, Endowment covered all of that for us.
Perfect. Good way to, you know, for them to give back, you know, helping during a year when they needed help, you know, and let's share just a little bit more. You know, the endowment committee did not get to have their big fundraiser this year. You know, that's usually 300 people. And
yeah.
we fundraised for the 4-H program to continue the legacy of 4-H in Fairfield County. That didn't happen. And with a letter that was sent, you know, apologizing, saying why we couldn't do it, the committee came up with that one-time ask. And what was that all about, Leslie?
Yeah, so it was actually a one-time ask to see if people would help support our 4-H members. So in order to participate in Fairfield County 4-H, we have countywide dues, and that helps pay for different activities throughout the county for members and different services that the advisory committee might provide for them. And so normally that's a one-time fee that the kids pay for that year, and then, you know, it kind of resets each calendar year.
Mm-hmm.
So the endowment committee fundraised. They asked people out in the community to help cover that cost. So this year has been hard for a lot of us, and it's hit everybody differently. And so that was one less thing they had to worry about, was covering those county dues so they could do their 4-H projects and be a part of their clubs and participate with us.
Yeah. Perfect. So just to assess that just a little bit for our listeners, you know, we're not talking $200 here. We're talking every kid in the 4-H program at $5, and we're assessing, you know, probably 950 kids. So we looked at, you know, we looked at, you know, $4,500 or more. You know what I mean? So
right, yeah.
So that became kind of a goal, and we basically reached that goal, and we're able to pay dues for this year and, you know, be able to fund the postage for the endowment, the thank you notes. And so everything is really cool as far as that goes, as far as people who give back, people that help out. And so we really, really appreciate that. And in case our listeners are wondering, the OSU Extension office is still closed. Appointments are requested on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we don't have dogs at our office. Aubrey is home. I am home. And so we made the farm page work by interviews from our home. We've kept it current. We've probably kept it more current than we would have if we were sitting at our desks every day. So you get a little bit of our home life too, which we share. I mean, we readily share. So, Aubrey, thanks for sharing that. I think the importance of a simple thank you note, especially times like now when we all are wearing a mask, we can't see each other smile. You can't really shake hands. We can't do all the things that make us the person that we are, or show the gratitude we'd like to share. I think the thank you note project is huge. I hope that brainstorm idea of yours, my dear, keeps up for many, many years. I think it's a wonderful thing to do. And kudos to you and all your coworkers who put that together. Thank you so much. And please come back and join us anytime on the 88.9 WLRY farm page.
Of course. Thanks.